So e-commerce has become a critical driver of rural business growth by providing rural entrepreneurs with access to a larger market, reducing operational challenges, and offering tools to improve efficiency and financial management. We just saw that how we are achieving all these objectives. It fosters entrepreneurship, drives income growth, and opens new opportunity for rural communities, while also helping them overcome traditional barriers such as limited market access, lack of infrastructure, and financial constraints. So also we have seen how the initiatives are helping them overcome all these challenges, which earlier was limiting their participation in the business. By leveraging e-commerce, rural businesses are becoming more integrated into the broader national and global economy, which is essential for sustainable growth and development. So naturally, they are now becoming, earlier the rural economy was mainly in terms of the livestock or the agri-produce, etc. And now they are finding a wider audience, a wider market for their products. Also like for handicrafts, etc., they were earlier dependent on the middlemen who used to buy the product from them at relatively low prices and sell them in the market at a higher prices. Today, they are able to offer their products at reasonable prices. Thus, they are actually benefited with better realization for their efforts and their produce. So current trends and development in supply chain for rural business. The landscape of supply chain management for rural businesses in India is evolving rapidly, that we have seen with the various initiatives which are implemented. So driven by technological advancements, shifting consumer demands, and new opportunities for improving efficiency, sustainability, and scalability. So we have seen how the technology is making a change for the rural manufacturers or producers and giving them an opportunity to participate in the bigger market. So these trends reflect a growing recognition of the unique challenges faced by rural businesses and the need for innovative solutions in supply chain management. So digital transformation and e-commerce integration. So e-commerce and digital transformation, this is giving a major fillip to the rural businesses and giving them access to the larger market. Adoption of the Internet of Things and data analytics. So with some of the softwares and the online systems, they are able to even use the principles of supply chain. They are also able to adopt the agile and the resilient supply chains. They are able to use data analytics, sometimes with the support of certain NGOs, etc., who are taking the responsibility of educating the rural industry. Sustainability and green supply chains. So sustainable practices, eco-friendly practices or processes, and circular economy, these are being adopted by the rural manufacturers increasingly. Blockchain for transparency and traceability. So we have seen how this is being used in agri products, especially for the organic materials, etc., where the traceability needs to be established to prove that it's truly an organic product. Agritech and precision agriculture. So we have seen the smart farming with the drip irrigation and for dosing of fertilizers or insecticide, pesticide, with minimum wastage and at minimum cost. Supply chain finance and access to credit. So we have seen the fintech solutions where insurance and credit is made available to these businesses. Collaborative supply chains and partnerships. So collaboration and partnerships SME collaboration, small, medium, large enterprise, sorry, here it's not large, but small and medium enterprises collaboration, local sourcing and regional supply chain, so shorter localized supply chains, local and regional sourcing. So this is how further it is benefiting the businesses in the rural areas. Automation and robotics. So with the automated logistics, we have seen even the use of drone or autonomous vehicles, although that is not very common so far, but it has started in a small way, and that's likely to grow as people see the benefit of these technologies. Logistics aggregators and last mile delivery solutions, optimized delivery network. We have already seen how that operates. AI and machine learning for demand forecasting, which makes it easy to predict the demand accurately, which is part of the predictive analytics. Crowdsourcing and gig economy in supply chain. So flexible labor solutions, again, what we have discussed in terms of supply of labor, etc. Crowdsourcing, even for last mile deliveries. Encouraging and supporting rural economy, rural infrastructure development, training and capacity building, partly through the cooperatives, partly through public-private partnership, also through government intervention and NGOs, etc. Training and capacity building, so training more and more people, bringing about literacy. So these are some of the initiatives. So case studies of successful technology adoption. So in this case, some examples are provided herewith from the following two perspective. One is technology integration, and the second is the measurable impact. So AgriTech, NinjaCart. NinjaCart is a Bengaluru-based AgriTech company that uses technology to streamline the supply chain of fresh produce. So the fresh produce is being sourced, you know, from the rural areas and brought to the consumers in the urban area, mainly the Bengaluru area. The second case, e-commerce for farmers, that is farmers producer organization, what is known as eChopal. So this initiative has been started or launched by ITC, and it's a rural e-commerce platform aimed at empowering farmers by providing them access to information, services, and markets, which puts them directly in touch with the consumers, eliminating the need for a middleman. IoT and smart agriculture, you know, the example given here is AgroStar. AgroStar is a digital platform that supports farmers by providing access to agricultural products, expert advice and solutions. So it is basically supporting the farmers and providing them the right inputs and expert advice on improving their yields and overcoming the issues faced by them. Blockchain for supply chain transparency, blockchain enabled solution by AgNext. So AgNext blockchain enables solution is for food quality assessment, surveillance and quality control. So here again, sourcing of the food products can be traced right from the origin, right up to where they are processed, and finally right up to the retail. This can be tracked. AI and data analytics for crop monitoring technology enabled platform by Cropin Technology. So Cropin Technology is an agri-tech startup, developed a comprehensive agricultural platform that uses AI and machine learning to enhance farming practices. Again, what we saw as AgNest, something similar, where they provide benefits to the farmers and the farming practices based on AI. Cold chain and IoT, Reliance Fresh. So Reliance Fresh, which is one of the subsidiary of Reliance Industries. They have implemented this IoT-based solutions to improve the cold chain logistics for perishable agricultural goods. Again, helping the farmers to place their products directly to the consumers through Reliance Fresh, where Reliance Fresh is working more as a facilitator or an enabler. Social network for farmers, Krishify. So Krishify is a social network app designed to help farmers communicate, share knowledge, and access agricultural products and services. So people can share ideas, products, and even, you know, the requirement that they have, this they can share on the social network, which is essentially only for the farm community. Satellite imaging for farm management, SatSure. So SatSure uses satellite imagery and data analytics to provide insight into farm health, soil condition, crop growth, and overall farm management. I did mention that there were companies who were using satellite imagery and infrared imagery to estimate the crop yield, which could help companies, decide on strategy for procurement of the crops, etc. So this is an extension of that initiative. Agriculture, ENAM, that is National Agriculture Market. So ENAM is a pan-India electronic trading platform for agricultural commodities. E-commerce for rural retail, that is Rural Shores. So Rural Shores is a rural BPO or business process outsourcing company that aims to bridge the rural-urban divide by offering employment opportunities in rural areas through digital platforms. So here they are looking at the reverse migration, where what are the opportunities available in the rural areas, since in the urban areas many people are looking for employment opportunities which do exist in the rural areas. So this is a platform which helps them find the opportunities and openings. Cold chain technology, AgriDigital. So AgriDigital focuses on improving the cold chain logistics for agricultural products in rural India. Cold chain is essential for perishable goods because they have to be maintained at certain temperature. And this is equally important even for floriculture. We all may know that India is one of significant exporter of flowers to even countries like Europe and USA. So cold chain becomes extremely important, and there are companies which are working in this area to enhance and enable this kind of logistics. Logistics and transportation, Lorrywala. So Lorrywala is an online logistics platform that connects rural businesses with truck owners to streamline the movement of goods. So it's basically, again, putting the consumers, or rather the users, rural users, with the truck owners so that they can get the best deal without the middlemen. Digital payments and mobile banking, Paytm for business. So Paytm has become a prominent digital payment solution in India, offering mobile payments, QR code scanning, and UPI-based transactions for rural businesses. So we have already seen the benefit of UPI, and it's widely used even by small businesses, even people who are selling vegetables, etc., in a handcart. They are all taking advantage of the UPI system. Supply chain automation, again, NinjaCart. So NinjaCart connects farmers directly with retailers and restaurants using a tech-driven supply chain model. Again, putting the farmers directly in touch with the consumers. FinTech, which is Kiva India. So Kiva India is a part of the global crowdfunding platform that provides microloans to rural businesses and farmers. Thus, basically removing them from the grip of the money lenders who are charging, you know, unrealistic rates, etc., thus providing loans or credit at affordable rates to small businesses. So case studies of successful technology adoption. So these stories highlight how technology is transforming rural supply chains in India, improving the efficiency, reducing the cost, and empowering the farmers. So whether through mobile platform, AI blockchain, or IoT, these technologies are helping rural producers access market, manage resources better, and boost their income. Boost their income mainly by directly connecting with the end consumer, ensuring that they get the best possible returns on their products. So, however, challenges like digital literacy, infrastructure, and initial costs remains, and addressing these barriers will be a key to ensuring widespread adoption and continued success. Coming to the second aspect, the measurable impact. So, case studies of successful technology adoption, aspect two. So, increased farmer income. Technology integration directly impacts farmer income by enabling better price realization and reducing dependence on intermediaries. This is what we said, that removing the middleman, because what was happening was the rural manufacturers, they were at the mercy of the middleman who used to make most of the profit. So the farmers were hardly getting paid for their produce. And examples here are NinjaCart, NinjaCart's platform. It connects farmers directly with the retailer, cutting out the middlemen. Reduction in food wastage. So cold chain logistics and real-time monitoring have significantly reduced the food wastage in the supply chain, especially for perishable goods like fruits, vegetables, and dairy. We also talked about flowers, etc. So companies like Reliance Fresh are using IoT and cold chain or IoT-based cold chain. So this is ensuring, because earlier the perishable goods used to move overnight from the farm to the APMCs, etc. And by the time they were sold, a portion of the good or the produce used to get spoiled and had to be discarded, which became waste. So this is now being avoided with the cold chain process or the cold chain logistics introduced by Reliance Fresh. Improved supply chain efficiency. Technologies like IoT, AI, and data analytics have helped optimize routes, reduce transit times, and streamline inventories or inventory management, improving the efficiency of the supply chain. So technology-enabled platforms like Cropin and the use of AI and data analytics on the Cropin technology, this is enabling farmers to optimize on their cost, improve upon their logistics cost, etc., improving even water usage in terms of the practices used for farming, and improving the efficiency, improving the productivity, or basically what we call as the yield. That means per acre what they can produce, they are able to produce more per acre, thus improving their income and profitability. Enhanced market access. So e-commerce platform and digital marketplace have opened new markets for rural producers, allowing them to sell directly to consumers or large-scale buyers, increasing their reach and profitability. Example, eChopal by ITC. So it's providing access to real-time market prices. Whatever are the prices prevailing in the market for the produce that they make, including weather data, and this gives the farmers more control. It basically empowers them and helps them to improve the profit again by eliminating a middleman. Reduction in transactional cost, again, digital platforms, because the digital platforms do charge a certain commission or a fee for the products which are transacted by them. But the payments are available to the farmers or the rural businesses in a very timely manner, and the transactional costs are very low and manageable. In return, they get a very wide access, and they have a much wider market reach through the platforms. So AgroStar is the example which is given here. By allowing farmers to order agricultural inputs, so here even the agricultural inputs that they need to buy, like fertilizer, insecticides, pesticides, seeds, so these can be done at the most optimum cost, most effective cost, thus improving the profitability of the farmers. Financial inclusion and access to credit. So fintech solutions have helped improve financial inclusion in rural areas, allowing the farmers and rural businesses to access credit, insurance, and saving products more easily. So crop insurance, we saw that earlier, I mean, the rural businesses did not have any concept of crop insurance, but with people like AgroStar, they now have the crop insurance. They also have the microcredits, etc., which are available to small businesses, rural businesses, even farmers, etc., small farmers. So all these has led to people growing their business, increasing their profits, and having a better market reach. Sustainability and resource efficiency. So technologies like IoT, AI, and precision farming have helped farmers reduce the use of water, fertilizer, pesticide. So in many cases, water also is a scarce resource and not easily accessible. So all these, and especially fertilizers, pesticides, etc., these cost a significant amount of money. So by using these in very optimum quantities, it helps the farmers reduce their cost significantly. So technology-enabled platforms like Cropin are providing this kind of real-time services, real-time data and crop management insight. So it has helped farmers reduce water usage by 20 to 30%, improve the pesticide application efficiency, reducing environmental harm and input cost. So many a times they are also guided on using the pesticides, etc., which are eco-friendly, which qualify for the organic farming, etc. That means they are bio-based, based on the neem extracts, etc., so that the products can be sold as organic products. Improved yield and productivity. So precision agriculture tools, AI and machine learning algorithms. So all these have helped farmers increase their productivity by optimizing the input usage and providing real-time insight on crop health and growth. Again, AgroStar is the example given here, where farmers can save on the input cost and improve the crop yield, thus improving their profitability. Improved supply chain transparency. So again, we come to blockchain and IoT. So they have improved the transparency in agricultural supply chains, enhancing product traceability and ensuring the authenticity of the goods, which is particularly important for organic produce. Again, I remind you of the cotton example. So blockchain-enabled solutions by AgNext. The use of blockchain technology has helped trace agricultural produce from farm to consumers, ensuring that 60 to 80% of organic products meet the required certification standards and reduce the potential for fraud. Because a lot of people are committing this kind of a fraud by claiming that the produce is organic without providing the traceability. job creation and skill development. So technology adoption in rural supply chains has also contributed to job creation and skill development, especially in the digital and agri-tech sectors. The example given again is eChopal. eChopal has created thousands of rural jobs by setting up and managing kiosks in villages and employing locals to provide training and support to farmers. So case studies of successful technology adoption. So the measurable impact of technology integration in India's rural supply chain has been substantial across several dimensions, as we have seen in the examples, including economic growth, resource efficiency in terms of use of water, fertilizer, pesticides, and sustainability and financial inclusion. So these technologies have led to increased farmer incomes, reduced food wastage, and improved productivity, while also contributing to environmental sustainability and financial empowerment for rural populations. So with that, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.